Well over a million people flooded Washington, D.C. yesterday to be part of the inauguration of President Barack Obama. It would be an understatement to say that the nation's capital was busy or crowded. Long lines, crowded train cars, and, well, bone-chilling cold. Still, crowds packed the National Mall and the parade route on Pennsylvania Avenue. Many never made it past security checkpoints, though. They traveled here by car, bus, train, and plane. Now, a day later, many are heading home. So did you make the trip to Washington? Was it worth it? Tell us about your experience at the inauguration and whether you've warmed up yet. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Joining us now is Dawn Turner Trice, a columnist for the Chicago Tribune, a familiar voice to our listeners. Nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you so much.
And you're on your way. You're on your way back to Chicago?
Yes. Yes.
And
after an amazing few days.
An amazing few days. You're driving back?
No, I'm at the airport.
And was the trip worth it?
I'm sorry?
Was your trip here worth it?
Oh, it was absolutely worth it. You know, everyone has spoken about how history was yesterday. But I tell you, I was on the, I had the best seat in the house, one of the best seats in the house. I could have tossed up an apple to the president had he asked. I was so close. But just when I turned around and looked at the crowd, it was just astounding. I can't speak enough about just the number of people. It almost looked computer generated, the number of people who were there. It was amazing.
And was everybody fairly well behaved?
It was incredible. As the latest report said, there were no arrests, no big brouhahas. It was astounding. Even on the flight here Saturday, I was just amazed by the number of people who were talking about it. I was sitting next to someone who was just giddy. She was so excited. She was coming from Chicago as well. And it was just, and then the person in the seat in front of us turned around and chimed in. And it was like this big, you know, this little pajama party almost. I've been really moved by, you know, as a journalist, you're supposed to be so objective and not kind of feel anything. But it's really even more so than the whole inauguration. But the people, it's been amazing just to kind of feel what they're feeling.
And if you were in the crowd, maybe it wasn't quite so cold.
Oh, well, it was cold. I wrote this morning that I've never been more aware of my fingers and my toes. It was extremely cold, but once Barack Obama, President Obama, stood before us and the main event got underway, it was, you know, things started to warm a bit.
And I understand you're flying out of Baltimore, BWI, which says it's near Washington, but really isn't. How was it getting to and from the airport, getting around the city?
You know, earlier this morning, I'm told that traffic was just amazingly tight. But I sailed here, left early, and I thought it was going to be, a huge challenge, and it wasn't. So I'm here at the airport now, and no lines at all.
No lines at all. So it's going to be That's all right then.
Well, but Dulles and Reagan International, they may be more crowded.
Might be a different story there, but we don't know about that. So overall, let me ask you: are you taking any souvenirs home?
You know, and I promised my daughter that I would, and I think I better get something before I get on the plane. Because I guess when I'm here, and especially I was here to work, I'm mostly in the zone. And I didn't think as much about souvenirs, but there was a point at which last night when I was writing my column, I kind of had to stop and pause and didn't think about the souvenirs, but I did start to think, you know, a little more, started to feel more about the moment. And I think, you know, all of that really has to catch up with me still, but it's been an incredible few days.
It was probably when your circulation started to come back.
Yes. I know. Maybe there was my brain was temporarily the oxygen cut off or something. But yeah.
Dawn Turner Trice, have a good flight home.
Thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Dawn Turner Trice, a columnist for the Chicago Tribune and a familiar voice to our listeners with us from BWI Airport in Maryland on her way back to Chicago, where she's a columnist for the Chicago Tribune. If you were at the inaugural yesterday and headed back home, how was your experience? Was it worth it? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Let's go to Michael. Michael with us from Savannah, Georgia.
I'm calling from I-95. We're not moving right now because of a terrible backup somewhere north of Florence, South Carolina. I stood at the base of the Washington Monument, and I could see the Capitol, the White House, the Jefferson Memorial, and the Lincoln Memorial, and thought that was just a very good center, a nexus spot to be in. And I stood next to a woman, a black woman, probably close to my age, who was just sobbing throughout most of the ceremony. And at one point, I just reached over and put my arm around her, and we held each other's hands and cried together and hugged each other. And it was just a very powerful, wonderful moment to be standing there. Very, very cold, but still a marvelous thing to have done.
And when do you expect to get home tonight?
Well, if the traffic starts moving, it'll be about another 3.5 hours, maybe a little longer. It won't be bad, though.
The drive from D.C. down as far as Florence hasn't been too bad?
No, there's a lot of snow in North Carolina and even here in South Carolina, which shocks me. But, hey, I was in Washington. We were just cold. There was no snow, thank goodness.
All right, Michael. Thanks very much. Safe home.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This from Becky in Baldwinsville in New York. We made the trip to the inauguration from Syracuse, getting home this morning at 5 a.m. It was bitter cold, but I would say it was worth it. We thought there were some things that were done very well, limited access to the National Mall, and some things that could have been done better, more warming stations. To sum up, it was the trip of a lifetime, but thank God it's over. And let's see if we can go now to Will. And Will's calling us from Ohio. Whereabouts in Ohio are you, Will?
I'm on my way back to Cleveland. I should be about 45 minutes away from Cleveland.
About 45 minutes away from Cleveland, so just about back home.
Just about back home.
And what was your experience like in Washington?
Well, it was great. We found that just the positivity of people was just incredible. We actually had tickets to the event, and as we got in, it just turned into this totally chaotic situation where no one could move. Everyone was packed shoulder to shoulder, and we ended up kind of going over the fence, the ticket area, the logistics kind of messed up. But the amount of positivity and people just, like, willing to help each other out, whether there was a step down, just making sure that everyone else was safe, amidst the kind of chaos and disorder of the event, was touching.
There were also mentioned no arrests, but also there were no serious injuries yesterday. There was a woman who fell onto the tracks of a metro station, subway station, and there was a volunteer there who had been trained the day before as to what to do, and told her to crawl under the lip of the platform, and she was, I'm sure, quite frightened, but actually safe, just minor injuries. So no injuries yesterday either.
Right. I didn't see anything that was anyone was in trouble. I did hear about the person that fell into the tracks. But in terms of the tightness of the event with regards to safety, it was impressive that there was no event that I heard of the whole time I was there.
So everybody good spirited and you had a great time.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
And your car heater is working perfectly.
It's working well.
All right. Will, thanks very much. Drive safely,
you.
Please. This is from Quinn in Alexandria, Virginia. I was a silver ticket holder yesterday, and I am furious that we have been blamed for rushing the barriers and causing a disturbance. We did no such thing. We stood in the cold for hours within sight of the silver ticket holder gate and watched as unticketed people streamed into the space set aside for ticket holders. We walked over trampled police tape toward the area we thought was reserved for us, only to find that there was no more room for ticket holders. There simply weren't enough police officers to keep the crowd from pushing into secure areas. Security was non-existent. I spent more than 10 hours total in the cold to get my ticket, only to end up at a sushi bar on Capitol Hill watching Roberts botch the oath of office on TV. Well, let's go now to Kathy. Kathy calling us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, yes. My husband and I took our 14-year-old twin daughters. We drove up from Charlotte on Friday night and spent all day Saturday, Sunday, and Monday there.
And where did you stay in Washington?
Initially, we stayed out at Tyson's Corner because we couldn't get reservations in close enough. When we had originally made our reservations, we had only made them for Monday and Tuesday in Crystal City.
I see. So then you came in from the hotel from Virginia?
We got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we rode the metro in with thousands of other people. We walked very quickly to a spot to the second television screen on the mall, laid out our blankets, introduced ourselves to everyone around us, watched people climb on top of the porta potties to get a better view, and celebrated together.
Climb on top of the porta potties.
Oh, yes. It was a much better view if you were higher because you could get a view of the crowds. So people climbed on the porta potties to take pictures for everyone. People passing their cameras up so that everybody could get pictures from the crowds from above.
Kathy, thanks very much. Are you safely home?
We are. We just arrived home a few minutes ago.
Okay. Thanks very much. I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go now to, this is Natalie. Natalie with us from Lake Oswego in Oregon.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. You made it back to Oregon?
I did. Monday afternoon at around 2 p.m. on sort of a whim, I decided that if I wasn't going to be able to go to the inauguration, it'd be the biggest regret of my life. So I found some tickets last minute and convinced my mother and my sister to come with me, and we were out of Portland by 8:45 and in D.C. by around 6:45 in the morning.
And then you made it down to the National Mall?
We did. I mean, it was, we didn't even have time to even bat an eye. We rushed over there. The line out of Dulles International was, for the bus, I think about, you know, a couple blocks long. And then to get over there was about half an hour. And then it was just a swarm of people. And we managed to get a spot, no tickets, in front of the Washington Monument, right in front of the Jumbotron.
So all in all, I'm sure those tickets were expensive, but did you enjoy it? Was it worth it?
We did. It was, there was an energy there that you'd never feel anywhere else. Despite the fact that most of us couldn't feel our feet or our hands, the second Obama came on, you lost feeling of everything else, just so enamored with him.
Well, Natalie, I'm glad you made it back.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get one last caller in. This is George from Amesville in Ohio.
Hey, how are you?
Go ahead.
Hey, I was in the 3rd Street Tunnel where they put all the purple ticket holders that were supposed to get in. And as it got closer and closer and people realized they weren't going to get in, there was a little frustration, but nobody broke the line. Everybody was nice to each other. And the coolest moment was when an African-American guy got up and led about 10,000 of us in that tunnel in singing Lean On Me.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a choir.
It might have been Bill Withers.
Pardon me?
It might have been Bill Withers.
Well, yeah, it was great. It was just amazing, and I did manage to get in, but it was the highlight of the whole thing.
And you made it home safely, George?
Pardon me?
And you've made it home safely?
Yeah, I'm back here in Amesville, Ohio. I'm a high school principal, so I had to get back here for work today.
Well, a lot of us had to come to work today. George, thanks very much. We're glad you made it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's an email from Kristen in Dublin, Ohio. I took a 2-day tour to D.C., arriving Monday and leaving yesterday about 8 p.m. For crowds of 1.2 million, 1 to 2 million people were amazingly well-behaved. There were enough porta-potties. Another Megatron would have been good if I ended up at the Washington Memorial and the sound system was erratic. Nonetheless, it was amazing to be there and feel the energy of the crowd. It was exciting beyond compare. A lot of people had not been to D.C. before or rode the Metro, so people had a chance to experience the city and government that had not experienced it before. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.